Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm here today at the Christine and Salt Pop-Up Toy Drive Spectacular at the Shops at Buckland Hills. And special guest Adam Lambert is here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, thank you so much for doing this. This is really amazing because I always wanted to have my own store. And now to have you at the grand opening, it seems like I've hit the top of the mountain.
You know, I'm happy to help.
Now, so when somebody comes to you and says, hey, would you like to be part of a toy drive? I mean, I don't know anybody that says no, but like, thank you so much for fitting this into your schedule.
My pleasure. I think being somebody in my position, I'm very lucky. I've had a great run, and to give back, to employ a little karma is really important to me. I think it's important. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing this holiday season? What are the traditions that you do around Christmas time?
I have found myself working a lot during the month of December over the past 10 years. So I had a big family Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That sort of kicks off the holiday season. And then I'm working. I'm entertaining people and wearing sparkly things.
So for your Thanksgiving, I want to ask, I've been asking a lot of people. I was talking to the Goo Goo Dolls last night about this. And I was like, so, and Hanson. And I was like, so when the holidays roll around and Thanksgiving rolls around, do you just like show up, or, you know, does your family say, you know what, screw your rock star status, you're cooking?
Yeah, I cooked. Okay. I definitely cooked. I am not fancy at home. I put my sweatpants on, roll up my sleeves, and make things. Yeah, I do. I'm employed heavily during the holidays.
So we'll also see you in those sweatpants with a tub of ice cream watching the Hallmark Movie Channel just like the rest of us?
Yeah, vegan ice cream, but yeah.
I want to talk about frontman for Queen now. This is amazing. You guys just announced some new tour dates. Yep. You're going to be in London. What is it like? Because we know the British fans are fervent people, and a lot of it's fueled by their tabloids when we talk about like Meghan Markle and things like that, and they can be brutal.
Yeah.
How has the reception been? Because Queen is a beloved act in England, worldwide as well, and Freddie Mercury, you've stepped into his shoes in an amazing fashion.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I bring a lot of big shoes to the table, you know, in order to do that. Everybody says, oh, they're big shoes to fill. I'm like, have you seen mine?
Yeah.
But it's been amazing. The fans there, like you said, are, I mean, it's homegrown. That's their band.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But I mean, there's a lot of countries where the reaction's crazy. I mean, we go down to Italy, they're singing louder than me.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone all over the world. It's been incredible. And I'm really excited. We're going to play Europe and the UK next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we're actually playing Asia and Australia and New Zealand. That's in January and February.
Okay.
So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. It's an amazing opportunity. And I still just feel like I'm so lucky that I get to pay tribute to Freddie and sing these songs that obviously he made famous.
Yeah.
I always try to remind everybody there's like no replacing him. That's impossible.
Yeah.
But it's really a treat to be able to be on stage with Brian May and Roger Taylor and like sort of be of service to let them continue to play their songs, you know, for fans all over the world.
So now that Brian has the Achilles worked on, are you going to actually get him out there dancing with you?
Yeah. I mean, I actually didn't know that he had to. It was saying he was bothering him a little bit, but then I found out, like everybody else, that he had surgery. I was like, Brian, what are you talking about? So yeah, he's feeling a lot better, apparently.
So next time I ask you, is everything all right? It's like, no, the answer is not, oh yeah, everything's fine. It's, no, I'm getting surgery on my Achilles.
Right,
I'm going to be
exactly,
down for a while.
You know, just that little thing.
So did it ever give you pause when you were in the running for the Queen gig? How did that go? Did they call you up? Did you find out about it? Was it like an audition at the, you know, bulletin board in HR? What was it?
You know, it was, I think it really came from me doing Bohemian Rhapsody on Idol as my audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the Idol run when we were on the finale, they were invited to come play with us.
Yeah.
And so I sang with Brian and Roger and met them for the first time. And we clicked. It was like a good vibe.
Yeah.
And then about a year and a half later, after my first album and my first tour, they had an opportunity to perform at the EMAs in Europe, the MTV EMAs.
Yeah.
And they asked me to do this medley with them, did it, and it was like we just hit it off. It just worked. It was just a vibe.
Yeah.
So one thing led to another. It snowballed, and here we are still on tour 8 years later.
Let's talk about your new music. It's a definite departure from Queen, but it is so fun.
Thanks.
I loved it. I saw you about a month back. I forget which morning show it was on, but I was just absolutely mesmerized. Christine and I, we were sitting in our office after the show, and we're just staring up at it. I'm like, what is happening here? This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What was the inspiration for this?
In the past I've done, obviously I love pop music, and in the past I did pop music that was maybe a bit more electronic, a bit more dance oriented. Yeah. This time I wanted to do something that felt timeless,
okay,
that felt like you couldn't put a date on it.
Yeah.
It was heavily inspired by a lot of the music I heard growing up in my house. Mm-hmm. My parents had great albums,
yeah,
vinyl everywhere. So 70s, early 80s.
Had like a soul feel, yeah, to it. There was a lot of funk in there.
I love funk music.
Yeah.
I love it. And so, yeah, I was inspired by sort of like the classics, and also by a lot of like contemporary bands and indie artists that are, mm-hmm, also inspired by that time,
yeah,
period. And I just wanted to do something that felt a little different, and I wanted to hear instruments. I wanted to like have things feel really organic.
Okay.
And I did tap into a little more soul than I have in the past, mm-hmm, which felt good.
It was nice. It was
awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Christmas right around the corner.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas? Everybody always asks, you know, what does everybody else want? What do you want for Christmas?
This sounds like really like cliche, but I get myself everything that I want,
yeah,
in the material world. Yeah. I really do value more and more, the older I get, I value time with family and friends.
Yeah.
That you can't really put a price tag on that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wrap it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but that would be weird. And so, yeah, I just hope that I get to spend some time with friends and family.
I mean, the new iPhone would be cool too, right?
I haven't gotten the new iPhone yet, but yeah, apparently the camera's wild. So yeah. But see, like, I'll just end, yeah, up getting it for myself. So.
My wife gets so mad at me because I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, honey, if I want it, I'll just buy it.
Yeah, that's, yeah, how I am.
And then you'll yell at me later. What do you want? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you so much again for doing this. We really appreciate it. 5,000 toys for girls and boys. It's a great cause, and for you to lend your name to it, we really, really appreciate it.
I am so thrilled to be able to do that, and to have that spirit of giving back for the holidays is so important. So thanks to everybody that has donated a toy.